Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
I think it's difficult for me to do that unless the individual kind of takes me to that place. They sort of give me a segue into that. And then I would say, well, this is also a possibility. But I know myself well enough to know that I would probably stutter and stammer about what it is that I'm really thinking.
Because you don't want to be the bearer of bad news.
Yes, and how dare I? Because I don't believe that it's right to speak life and death over someone. So I mean, I may say, okay, just be aware of something that involving your children. That could be there could be some disillusionment, something that is not clear. But I don't know that I would have said your child might be in an accident.
It's hard to say those things. I've had like clients that have been like, oh, like just tell me it's okay, like even if it's bad, like just tell me. But like even when it's like okay, like you know, like maybe you have a person close to you that's like in really old age and it looks like this might happen, like it's hard to say like prepare for the worst, you know, like that is so difficult to do. So I get you completely.
Well, 100%. And I have an example, speaking of the house we're about to speak about, 6.
Mm-hmm.
I had somebody with Mars traveling through the 6th house, just going on, and some, you know, I originally was going with work and all of that stuff, but something just told me to say, ask about health with it being Scorpio rising. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, something just said, I wanted to hold back, but I just said, hey, is something going on with it? And it was like, nah, but then a week or two later, I get a text saying, hey, I went to the doctor and had some elevated levels or whatever. I actually felt bad.
Yeah.
You know, but then on the other hand, somebody was telling me, I was telling that story and it was like, hey, I don't know why you feel bad. You actually may have helped and maybe saved her.
Yeah,
that too.
Without you saying something, they may have not went to the doctor and got checked out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mentioned, I think it was on one of the podcasts. I mean, being an astrologer and a Virgo, I love to hear, hey, you right. But then now the stuff I'm right about is it's like some messed up information after. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you was right. I am having a little, I mean, how do you feel good about that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. but I get what you're saying too. It is such a satisfying feeling to know when you've got it spot on. For example, I had the opportunity to become a part of someone's platform. Mm-hmm. And had to take a test, and I took the chart that I read. It was, you know, the question was asked, what happened to this individual in 2007? And so I had to use the techniques that I learned in the class to make a prediction about what happened to that individual. And I, and the person actually happened to be Susan, what was her name? From America's Got Talent.
Oh,
Susan Boyle.
Susan Boyle. Yeah, so basically I had predicted that she would become famous that year. And I didn't know it was her chart. So it was a very satisfying feeling.
Nice.
By the way, that's a Gemini rising thing. You see how I just pulled that name up out the information? What is Susan Boyle's name doing in my head? what do I know? Why should I know that she won America's Got Talent?
It was very satisfying. But yeah, just like what you were saying about that person. So it definitely could cause, because Uranus rules also the nerves. So it could be some sort of, if it's transiting the 6th house, some nerve issue. And then Taurus is rules the voice, and it's Venus rules. So something could be like something happening with your voice, or even in the second house, it could happen.
Have you dabbled in medical astrology at all?
I have a medical astrology book that I have thumbed through from time to time, but I haven't done any predictions or anything. But just to kind of get myself acclimated about things, just knowing what parts of the body the planets rule, and it's a really big book.
Have you seen the medical encyclopedia of astrology? It's a pretty thick book.
I was gonna ask you, I forgot my thought.
What? That never happens.
But actually, no, I haven't really, other than just doing some dabbling to understand, learning more.
When the COVID hit, I don't know who it was, but somebody, it was an astrologer that predicted it. She even predicted like the treatment, like when the vaccine would come out, all these things. It was really impressive.
I was going to say, when I really started getting into astrology, I really didn't want to have anything to do with prediction. I didn't really want to.
Really, Paul?
No, I still don't, really.
But I thought that guy, was that friend of yours? The one that taught Everese?
Yeah.
You said that
Cosmophysics.
No one's an astrologer.
He says you're not an astrologer unless you do prediction.
Interesting.
I don't know. I think that has some weight to it.
Yeah. It could also mean that maybe traveling unexpectedly for work, you know, some shakeups with your colleagues.
You mean sixth house?
Yep.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. So sixth house also can be like some legal battle or legal issue, because the sixth house is the sign of enmity, and maybe some unexpected reversal of a legal case. Maybe you have good aspects, it could go in your favor. Or bad.
Yeah. By the way, sixth house, this is Sag rising. Mm-hmm. You have Uranus traveling through your six.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah. So, in daily habits. So basically, yeah. So work, the things you do for work can be strange, unusual, interesting. Cause I'm trying to think now personally, cause my daughter's a Sag rising, and how this is impacting her. but she did move across country, but after she finished college, so
that was an impact on her daily routine.
It definitely was, and so she was hoping to start her life's work basically there, because she's a performer.
Nice.
She's an artist, so this the whole COVID thing really kind of just shook up everybody's world, but for sure hers as well.
All right. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.